pump the water that you, the water you drank, you pumped it out of a shallow well and stuff like that. They improved it later. But it was kind of, one of the sisters had tied for it. And that's, it was general like malaria. Everybody had it to work around the room. Of course, some of them told the other, throw it off just like boys in the army when they were overseas. A lot of them had it, a lot of them didn't have it anymore. But if you run down at all, you took it from you, you had it. And it looked like it was hanging on some hanging on. I've seen three or four of us in the family of 10. There's 8 of the children with malaria at one time. I don't know. But living conditions are so much better now than they were then. Later on, we moved into the city of Fort Meade, a little town there. And we didn't get sick so much. We fired a house out there to mine, we could live in it, what they called quarters. They had a white quarters, and over the other side of mine, they had Negro quarters. And Negro quarters were worse than ours. They talk about some of these camps that they bring these, what they call them, orange pickers.
Migrant workers.
Some of these are excellent by the side of what we had. You had traded to commissary. You did about all your buying from the company store, like you do in the phosphate and the coal mine. Of course, I was advantaged because, of course, usually the company store would carry you when they laid you off for 3 or 4 weeks, a month, but if they carry you alone, knowing that they're going to put you back to work and get their money, see? The town is a different proposition. You had to pay for what you got. But as we older children got older, my sister started teaching school when she was 17, one of them. And we didn't have a high school in Fort Meade. She went to Arcadia and went to high school down there. And she, mother had a sister down there. And so she went down there, and right for the last 2 years, she went to school down in Arcadia. And you graduated from high school then. You were eligible to teach school if you could pass the examination. And you take a school examination. Each district had an examination, somebody to give an examination. And you would get first, second, third grade. Well, most anybody could get a third grade. But, of course, the schools all want first grade teachers. Well, my sister, she qualified for second. First time she had to teach out in the rural district. We didn't have all these buses you got now. 16 miles from home, they had schools all around, country schools. And when they got up past the ninth grade, they moved into school. Or else the kids rode their bicycles and walked. If they wanted to go to high school, they had to get to school any way they could. And she taught in those grade schools. And then she kept studying, and she got a first grade, and she moved in to teach in Fort Meade. She taught that for 10 years. And I think she taught all her life on what they call a LI degree. She took an extension course at the University of Florida, and they took an examination and got what they call a LI, which is equal to a 2-year college course. But you didn't see any 4-year teachers in, except very few. And my younger sister, my other sister, she taught out in the woods 1 year, two of them taught. And one younger than I was, she got right out of high school and took it and got first. She taught one of those schools.